Mike Greenberg is the co-host of ESPN Radio's Mike and Mike in the Morning. He's also a metrosexual, a man with a strong aesthetic sense who places a lot of importance on his appearance and lifestyle. Greenberg writes about his life as a metrosexual sportscaster in his book, Why My Wife Thinks I'm an Idiot, The Life and Times of a Sportscaster Dad. To the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon is neither a metrosexual nor a sportscaster, but he is Canadian, so he seemed like the perfect person to prepare this report on Mike Greenberg. Here's Mike Greenberg reading an excerpt from his book, Why My Wife Thinks I'm an Idiot.
I know Hermes and hockey. I like football and foie gras. I appreciate Zegna ties and infield flies. I can tell you which wine to order with Kobe beef, and I can tell you how many points Kobe Bryant scored. I love the way cashmere feels, and I love the way Yankee Stadium smells. My favorite meals in Chicago are steaks at Gibson's and hot dogs at Wrigley. I respect the flamboyance of Betsy Johnson and the showmanship of Magic Johnson. I admire Ralph Lauren and Ralph Sampson. I know Salvador Ferragamo and Vince Ferragamo, Roberto Cavalli and Roberto Clemente, Nicole Miller and Reggie Miller, and I know that Christian Lacroix is a fashion designer from Paris, not a third-line right-winger from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
He's a metro sexual sportscaster on ESPN. He's a metro sexual, metro sexual man.
He's metrosexual.
So that is what I am, but it's not who I am. In every other way, I'm just like you, a guy with a family and a lot of responsibilities and a lot of angst. Hosting the number one morning sports talk show in America doesn't remove angst, mostly it creates it. Just because millions of people listen to me every day doesn't mean my life is easy, and it certainly doesn't mean people treat me differently than they treat you, assuming they treat you like an irrelevant schmuck. That's the point. You and I are mostly the same. We work too hard, we laugh too loudly, we sleep too little and eat too much. We do our best to balance our lives, racing out of meetings to make it to soccer games, flying home on red eyes for Saturday music classes, getting chiropractic adjustments for carrying three-year-olds.
He's a metro sexual sportscaster on ESPN. He's a metro sexual, metro sexual man.
He's a metro sexual sportscaster on ESPN.
Some days we feel like life is a train and we're chasing it. And there are days when the train is getting away from us into the distance. There were three times in my life when those feelings threatened to overwhelm me, when despite all my blessings, I could not escape the feeling of impending doom. During those times, I turned to a psychiatrist for help. I've done that also in the best of times, by the way, and just for the record, it's been my experience that therapy is much more fun when you're happy. When I became especially agitated, Dr. Gray suggested I keep a journal, a diary. She recommended I keep track of my feelings daily or as often as I could in order to make sense of them. Michael, she told me, reading the way you express your feelings will make you understand them in a way you never imagined possible. So, what follows are selected entries from my journal, written from my front row seat at this grand opera we call life over the months and years it has taken for me to no longer need to write them. I did it because my shrink said it would help make me a better parent and a better husband, a better sportscaster, and a better man. God, I hope she was right.
That's Mike Greenberg reading an excerpt from his book, Why My Wife Thinks I'm an Idiot. Greenberg is a metrosexual sportscaster, but he says he's not the only one.
I think there are an increasing number of metrosexual sportscasters. I'm a particular fan of the term metrosexual. I'm glad that it came along because it certainly beats narcissistic sissy boy, which is what they used to call me. And I do think that, if anything, maybe I am among a new breed of people who cover sports. I'm 38 years old, and so I came of age in an era when sports was just exploding onto a level of popularity in this country that it had not previously enjoyed. And so people who grew up in my general socioeconomic and otherwise background who previously probably would have gone into different businesses, be it becoming lawyers or doctors or Wall Street barons or something like that, where a lot of us just became completely fascinated by sports at a very young age. So I don't know that I'm the first, but I think I'm among a new generation of sportscasters who probably in other generations would have grown up doing other things, but we just have such a passion for sports that we've gone in this direction. And we come in all shapes and sizes and wearing lots of different designer labels.
I ask Greenberg the obvious question. Why does your wife think you're an idiot?
The best way I can answer that question is to give you an example from the book. There was a time when a very close friend of mine called me to say his wife had just left him, and he was distraught. And I had no earthly idea how to react to that, so I asked the only question that came to mind, which was, are we still going to the football game tomorrow? And my wife led every conversation we had for the next 6 months with that story as an illustration of just what a complete idiot her husband is. And that's probably the best way I can explain to you why my wife thinks that I'm an idiot and why she's 100% right.
Now, do wives think other women's husbands are idiots? For example, would your wife, Stacy, think that I'm an idiot?
Yes, she would. As I wrote in the book, my wife thinks I'm an idiot, your wife thinks you're an idiot, and my wife thinks you're an idiot. But don't take that personally. It's purely a gender thing.
So how do we deal with the fact that our wives and other men's wives think we're idiots? Greenberg says we have to come to terms with what we are and what we aren't.
What we are is very different from the people to whom we are married. And the way those differences manifest themselves are the reason that our wives think we're idiots. Ultimately, I think the seminal sentence of my book is when I said to my wife, "Your need to deal with our problems is interfering with my need to pretend they do not exist." And I think that probably goes further towards describing the difference between husbands and wives in a very healthy, normal, natural way. I would never want anyone to get the mistaken impression that my feelings are negative towards women or towards my wife in any way. My wife is my favorite person. We've been together 8.5 years, and we will someday be buried under the same headstone. But that does not change the fact that 10 minutes before that burial, she will be telling someone what a complete idiot her husband is.
Does Greenberg's wife, Stacy, think he's any less of an idiot now that he's a published author?
Most certainly not. No, not at all. As I wrote in the book, my wife is very unimpressed with me because the idiot part has nothing to do with being successful. As I wrote in the book, George Will and George Steinbrenner, who are respectively one of the most respected, intelligent men and one of the most powerful and successful men in America, I guarantee you are both married to women who think they're idiots. While there is nothing idiotic about either of them, you can be extremely smart, you can be extremely successful. That is unrelated to this phenomenon.
And what if Hollywood comes calling and wants to make Why My Wife Thinks I'm an Idiot the movie? Who does Greenberg think has the right artistic sensibility to direct the film based on his book?
I'm thinking maybe Rob Schneider. You know, he could make his directorial debut after Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo. I think it may be time for him to move on to something just a little more intellectual. I would say it's either him or Scorsese, because I think clearly their work is so similar. I think both would have the right sensibility.
Maybe both, maybe tag team.
You know, that would be a unique concept, but I think it might work.
Metrosexual sportscaster Mike Greenberg is the author of Why My Wife Thinks I'm an Idiot, The Life and Times of a Sportscaster Dad. He spoke with, to the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon.